In this life, gotta make your own deals, chase your own thrills, pay your own bills. On the outer loop, sitting on chrome wheels, phone synced up to the newest chrome bills. On air, who cares if it's right or wrong? I just care which guests they invited on. Without a minute to stall, and there was liquor involved with some hype songs. And the night is young. Right on cue, the talking begins. And we check out what Steve Bills got on the blends. A bit grimy, a backdrop from the late 80s to the mid 90s. Till it finally takes us to a rhythm that works. And K-Chrome spits a verse that he didn't rehearse. Both flex skills, proving it's all in. So gather round for the newest installment, Chrome Bills. Episode number
7. 7 is the number. You don't know that guy? Here it is, Chrome Bills, episode number 7. Sees Mike's in the Mrs. K's studio tonight, right? Am I getting the sponsors right? Let me look at my sheet. Yes, the Mrs. K's studio tonight. Shout out to our sponsor, Mrs. K's. Good looking out. Chrome Bills, how we doing, fellas?
Doing well. I am also good.
Good stuff. So this is very hip-hop right now. I'm looking at a pile of old tapes in front of me in the Chrome Bill studio.
So we have two choices with this pile of tapes. We either pee on them or burn them.
I think we should just randomly... I'm just going to close my eyes and grab one.
Pee or burn.
Hey, yo!
Stetasonic. Blood, sweat, and no tears. I'm going to go ahead and let you explain this tape real quick.
I bought this tape in Boulder, Colorado when I was in the 9th grade visiting my Uncle John in Colorado, and I bought this tape for $1, and it's not a very good tape.
No, Stetasonic, correct me if I'm wrong, Prince Paul is involved in that on some level.
Can you pronounce it correctly, though? Stetasonic.
Stetasonic? Correct. Is there an S I'm missing?
Yes. Prince Paul, though.
The S is not silent.
I think it's pronounced sex with phonics.
Sex is phonics.
Yo, of all the multisyllabic rhymes I've ever heard rappers do, I've never heard a Stetasonic. Like, I step with phonics, wreck your promise when I'm listening to Stetasonic.
Mm.
Yes, I did get it right that time.
Well done.
Nice job.
Doing the real.
Should we start over again now?
We've already done that twice. Let's plow through.
All right.
We'll just keep going.
Keep plowing, though.
Here's something we can do from this pile of tapes. You can make the case that Muggs is the most underrated producer because of two tapes in here.
All right. Let's see where you're going.
The first Cypress Hill album, I just saw it. It's either, right here. So the first Cypress Hill album, no fucking question.
What's your favorite track off the first Cypress Hill album?
Let me see it. Without even looking, Real Estate.
Real Estate?
Yo, Real Estate. Was Real Estate a single or a B-side? I know I have it on record.
It was a single.
Okay. What's the B-side is what, Stone is the Way of the Walk?
I think so.
Okay.
But it's a dope beat. Like, I think it was you that told me that Muggs made that album from 3 crates of records.
That was me.
Yeah.
Jarek Sermon.
And that was from the Fuse, Fuse internet series on Beat Diggers,
right,
that I was talking about. So if you go to fuse.com, you can check out all these pioneer crate diggers.
What is that exactly? Because you mentioned that earlier, but before 5 minutes ago, I'd never heard of that in my life.
What, the folks at Fuse?
No, I know what Fuse the channel is. I've seen it. Sorry, right when you walk out of Penn Station. But what is the series that I know nothing about?
It's a series on producers, record diggers, DJs, where they basically go to their house and just talk to them about their record collection, how they got introduced to hip-hop, making beats and whatnot, and that kind of rhyme. And
Who's like the Fuse voice that's doing the interviewing? Like, who's kind of behind it for Fuse?
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Because they kind of play the background.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like one-sided interviews?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And actually, they're interviewing them, but all their questions are like written in text, you know, and they just cut to the artist talking about.
So they're purposely not involved in it, which is actually pretty dope.
That's dope.
Especially, I think that
they probably have
a
non-radio voice, so they want to hide that.
Are you? Can I ask you a question?
Am I the one behind it?
Are you behind this?
Hey, yo!
Yes. Yes, I am.
Interesting. I think that that's a cool concept. I was about to say that because I think producers and DJs in general, you really have to like try to get them to talk, whereas rappers are like, yo, let me get the mic and shout out my cousin.
And it's interesting that they're sort of making them the forefront of the show. I want to check it out. Is there, how many episodes are there?
I think there's about 15 at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
On demand or no? Hulu? Where are you seeing
it? Oh, no, YouTube. It's all on YouTube.
Oh, it's all on YouTube?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Shout out.
What up? So YouTube. Episode number 7. Thanks for everybody who's listening. We want to hear your feedback. You can hit up me at Spoonie79.
Spoonie with the IE.
Correct.
What's your Twitter?
ChocolateKisses64 at me.me.
Okay. Or e-consumers? Is it e-consumers?
Oh, were you giving a real one?
Yeah, that was
his
real.
His Spoonie79 is his real Twitter. The funniest part of that is that he really thought that was a joke. It's like, take that, Twitter feed.
Where did you get that name?
It's sort of a shout-out to Spoonie Love from up above from Crank Anchors, but also to Spoonie G from A Treacherous 3.
Okay.
Sound of a combination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Am I a urban-ass dude?
No, not at all. Now that you've explained it, it didn't click for me.
Yeah. It probably doesn't click for a lot of people. They don't understand.
And I just have a misspelled Twitter.
Yeah, tell us, how do you spell your
name? I think at one point we were talking about how I've missed so many business connections because people have just tried to contact me at, like, the wrong spelling of K-chromosome or the wrong spelling of, like, resonation or...
It is really difficult, though.
I know. I think I'm just going to change my rap name to... Something very
MC6.
I feel like my rap name now is actually K Chromie the Homie, but how would you even spell that? I mean, are you IE, EY?
Yeah.
Sometimes LMNOP.
K Chrome is probably
K Chrome, correctly spelled Chrome. I'm changing my Twitter tomorrow. Hit me up tomorrow on Twitter at the new Twitter, KCHROME.
And we're looking for sponsorships as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have some pretty good sponsors tonight. Shout out Mrs. K's. I think you had one more, right? Do we have another sponsor tonight?
Ricky Rubio's Car Wash and Battery Acid Disposal Center.
Okay. I didn't know about this one. There's so many papers sitting around here.
Right.
I mean, the plug sheets are usually the yellow color, but that's because we piss on them. Hey, yo. Doing the reels.
How's your week going?
It's good, man. Just working a lot.
Excellent.
But so... Can I finish what I was saying about the mug shit?
Yeah, definitely.
So
definitely not.
I'm just kidding. It's a 50-50 vote. Let's put it to the listeners.
Yeah, go ahead.
So he did a couple beats on Predator that are dope. That's basically what I was
saying. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
What did he do on Predator? I didn't know that either.
Now I Gotta Wetcha, which was such a classic.
That's kind of sounds like a Cypress Hill type beat, too.
Yeah, it's got like a little vocal sample in there. But and then... We had to tear this motherfucker up. That beat's hard as shit.
Cranking.
Yeah.
And what I like about all his beats, and Chuck, you've heard me say this before, is how they go, boom, boom, ring.
Yeah.
Whoa, was that a Muggs beat?
He always makes sure he gets that extra little ring in the end of his beats.
Yeah.
Yo. I'm looking. There's a very, it's very interesting that you have the Enter the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers on tape.
Yeah, RZA actually sold that to me.
Are you being serious or
no? Clowning? I'm actually. This is part of the lying segment.
Okay.
Thank you for calling me out on that.
I wanted to know, I was really going to be like, where was this? All right. Here's a question. Instead of having an A side and a B side, there is
Killer Hill side.
There's two sides.
Is one the Killer side and the other is Hill side?
Nope. Let's get some other guesses.
Shaolin side?
There is a Shaolin side. Well, instead of saying side, it says sword. So Shaolin. The second side is also with sword, but the first side is Shaolin sword.
The other one's got to be the Wu-Tang then.
Wu-Tang sword.
Okay.
Do you go back far enough with this tape that you could tell me, because it's split in the middle, either like the end of the first side, like first song, end of the first side, or...
Tears.
Or like what starts, I guess, the end of the first side or start of the second side.
Is Cream the first song on the second side?
That's a good call.
You guys are both...
Can't It All Be So Simple is the
ridiculously
first song,
wrong.
First song
that
on the second
is actually
side.
Correct. No, you're actually wrong. No, I jumped the gun. Can't It All Be So Simple is the end of the first side.
Okay.
Would that help you know what the start of the second side is?
Clan in the Front.
Nope.
Have we named every song on the album?
You're not even close. For some reason, I was so young when I got this album on tape, and I always would start with the B-side, which the B-side goes... Let me just read it, and I'll give it to you. starts with the mystery of Chex Boxin.
Chex Boxin?
It goes into the mystery of Chex Mix.
My bad. Keep going.
The mystery of Chess Mix. The mystery of Chess Boxin, followed by Wu-Tang Clan Ain't Nothing to Fuck With, followed by Creed.
All right.
It's a very strong start of a B-side.
Trivia. This is easy trivia for the hip-hop heads.
Yes.
Who is the first MC to rhyme on the Wu-Tang album?
Remind me, I was just looking at the tape, and now I can't remember what the very first song is. Bring the Ruckus.
The first song on the Wu-Tang.
The first lyric on the song, then, is Ghostface. Smash the verse of a hype verse.
Where's the correct button?
Y'all must be kidding me.
See? That's correct.
That is, right? So the first line on the first ever Wu-Tang album is Ghostface.
Yes.
It says, Ghostface. I don't even know the line. It's something.
Catch a blast.
From a hype verse. My Glock verse. Leaving it. Something like that, right? How does it go?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were looking at me like, what is this dude?
I was getting into the groove of you rhyming.
Oh, Ghostface. So basically, we should just play these other instrumentals that you put together. Props for putting the instrumentals together. Big ups. But we should just play these, and I'll just spit Ghostface verses.
I believe on the last episode you were spitting Redman verses for a couple minutes straight.
I still haven't heard episode 6.
I'm going to get to that.
B, have you heard it, or did you
I did listen to it. The freestyle session is pretty awesome.
Oh, is it really? That's
nice.
It's
good. It's good.
Good to know. I've always respected C's Mics on the mic, who is in studio today. Let's hit a little C's Mics.
Has he not introduced himself yet?
I was chess boxing in the back. I was busy. Percy P, every verse for free is a verse for me. That dude has
you know
style.
Some Percy P rhymes.
Yeah.
I feel like now we're outnumbering Chuck 2-1 on Percy P fans.
Here we go.
In the room.
It's the Chrome Bills podcast.
Have you met Percy P before?
Percy P.
No.
You haven't met him?
I have not.
Selling tapes in front of Fat Beats?
Yeah, really?
Yeah. That was his thing. He used to sell his tapes in front of Fat Beats.
I mean, look at that tape. But I know about it. I respect the shit
dude's
out of that.
Dude's incredible. I love Percy B.
Yeah. That's the Dell shit,
okay,
right?
So I bought this. This is Dell the Funky Homo Sapien Future Development. And I actually bought this from the Hyro Imperium.
Yeah.
And I... You like that?
That was amazing. That's on the record. That wasn't even the soundboard. That's amazing. Yeah!
So I actually wrote a check. I had my mom write a check to Hieroglyphics, and I mailed this mailed away for this Dell tape. So this is when Dell I forget what record label was Dell on. Irregardless, he was
okay.
He left the majors. He started doing independent stuff, and I sent him a check for $15. And 2 months later, I got this tape. So this is a rarity.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's very good.
And I believe this album is hot. I mean,
where does that fall in the chronology of like the first three Dell albums?
This is after No Need for Alarm.
Is that the first one? Where does my brother? I wish my brother George was here.
That's
the first one.
First one, then No Need for Alarm, then this one.
And that's called Future Development.
Future Development, and then after this one was the one that he did with LP.
That album's dope. What is that called?
That's called Best of Both Sides. Or no, not
both sides of the brain.
That's the both sides of the brain.
I just combined the Jay-Z R. Kelly album with the Dell the Funky Homo Sapien. It's the best of both sides of the brain, of course.
I'm going to clown myself and say I kept wanting to say Black on Both Sides, and I knew that was the most Dev album.
How much of that did LP do? A lot?
No, you know what? He probably just did a couple tracks.
Okay. He did. Yeah. Well, the track he's on is really nice.
Yeah.
Press Rewind on that joint is very...
Press Rewind was sick.
Very serious.
And actually, that was one of the first...
sample, the vocal sample.
Press Correct.
Rewind.
Press Rewind.
Yeah. Press Rewind.
That beats bananas.
I'm glad that all three of you guys know about the Dell album, you know?
But
all three? Who's the third?
I'm the third. Wait.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You said all three of you guys.
You know what the single from that album?
Yo, I'm talking about me, like, in the third person?
Yes. Can Steve interview Steve at
some
point?
Can you let him talk already?
My bad. Is that going to happen every episode where we talk about how I cut people off?
I'm actually
just
kidding.
I'm chucking it up.
Earlier, when you were interviewing Steve, I was going to say, let me answer these questions impersonating Steve.
Yeah, let's do that.
That'd be amazing.
You answer the questions impersonating me.
All right, bet. Okay. What were the questions again?
It's okay for me to talk?
My bad, dude. I don't want to give you a complex now.
So like I was saying about DJ Muggs.
All right, so... To whoever's answering for Steve Bills, to all our young aspiring DJ fans out there,
Hey yo,
What does it take to end up on a college radio show, and how did you go about doing it?
Passion. I really wanted to do it. I'm actually answering this honestly. I think that you were so driven by what, or I was so driven by what I wanted to do, that I did it.
Judges? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
What was the first record you ever owned? First rap record. I want to be clear.
It was definitely Ice Ice Baby. No, it was the one that I was playing for you guys earlier on my iPhone. What was the name of it?
The first rap record I ever owned was
this is internal monologue inside
Boys,
my head.
Paul Revere.
Okay. Judges?
Yeah, that was me talking. So, yes, it was Beastie Boys, Paul Revere.
Sorry, I got confused. There's just so much paper in here from Mrs. K's and Royal Flush.
And what was Ricky Rubio's thing again? I already forgot.
A car wash.
A car wash and battery recycling.
Ricky Rubio
center.
Car wash.
Yeah. And paper shredding.
Hey, I just picture the commercial where it's like, tell him Paul sent you. Pau Gasol. Rubio's car wash.
And the only reason I threw this record on in the background was just to bother you, pretty much.
I figured as much. Yep. It's been an ongoing joke of you putting a record in there where I'd be like, really, dude? I just had this vision of us like listening to 90s rap and talking.
This beat's cranking, though, still.
This is the...
After all these years.
What eventually became the Ice Cube Dos Effects song,
this
right?
This is Grandmaster Flash. Which,
right, but this is the same. Check
yeah,
yourself
they use the
before
same
you
thing.
Wreck
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah. 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 All right, so next question for Steve Bills.
Ask away, Chuck.
What is the...
You can talk whenever you want, as far as I'm concerned.
What is the last live DJing gig that you did?
It was...
Does this count?
Excellent point. Judges?
Well, how would I know that? Can I just make something up?
Yeah, make it up. Definitely.
I DJ'd at a funeral. It was kind of an odd situation.
Yeah, that would be kind
they brought
of
me in there like
DJ.
Judges?
Yes, that's actually correct.
True.
At my really? Own, I actually DJed my own DJ funeral when I did a New Year's Eve party
probably
5 years ago. And I brought a crate of records, and it was me and this guy I went to school with DJing a party at Hotel Palomar in DuPont Circle.
Okay.
And it was a bunch of cool kids there to party. And he had Serato hooked up, and I showed up with a crate of records. And then I realized pretty early that nothing in my crate of records was going to work for this New Year's Eve party. So I tried to use his Serato without knowing how to use Serato and DJ a New Year's Eve party. And after about...
So it went well.
It did not go well. Eventually, I stepped away from the turntables graciously and got drunk and gave the dude the money. I got paid to DJ this party.
Why was he there?
He DJ'd at, you know, he DJs in Adams Morgan and some of these clubs that have, like, you know, the one syllable names like Crush or Fun or Play and, you know, Jinx or some bullshit like that. And you're like, yo, have you going to Jinx tonight? Like, yeah, 2-for-1 martinis.
They start running out of ideas. Like, we're going to Lamb this weekend.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm confused, though.
We're going to Chromium tonight.
Yeah.
And you're like, that has too many syllables. Yeah. That's not going to work in this town.
My head hurts from thinking about that. What's the dress code?
What if there was a city, in just a metaphorical city,
yeah,
where all the one-word club names were Keith Murray Word of the Weeks? Yo, y'all going to Cruciously tonight? They tear it down.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So we got a, speaking of funerals, we got to retire that first mic you had, man. You got to tell us.
Yo, that's a good point.
So if anybody's wondering why C's was in the echo chamber last episode, it's because we were using the Fisher-Price karaoke mic.
I thought it sounded really good.
Yo, I really think that for somewhere under $30, I received a karaoke machine, which I think the fact of a karaoke machine is you could play one tape, and then on the other side you could record a tape. But in addition to that just being like a high-speed dub... like boombox, you could plug the mic in and it would show
up.
Did
Max and I record with you on that karaoke machine?
Yes.
Yeah, on that mic maybe.
Yes. No, that's hilarious part is I think that we had a... He brought a mixer over in his MPC,
okay,
and we somehow ran the whole thing into the chamber of the karaoke mic where the mic would normally go.
Yeah.
I mean, into the karaoke machine. But that mic that you used last week was the original microphone with that karaoke machine from probably 1999.
Maybe we should retire that mic.
I think that, well, I think we're going to retire it from using it in the show. I'm going to take it home and stuff it like a duck that I killed.
Hey, yo!
Yo!
Put it on your
full,
put it
full
on
of
your
feathers.
Wall.
Yeah. Hang it on the wall.
It's mycodermy.
There you go. Mycodermy.
So give a shout out to Max, Max Beats.
Yes, shout out Max Beats.
Yeah, give a shout out to his instructional beatbox DVD, which was very cool.
Oh, yeah, you watched that recently, actually. Steve and I have been doing this like trading of hip-hop DVDs. And so he was like, yo, what is this? Beatbox.tv? I was like, yo, go in.
What'd you think?
Skills.
I within the first 5 minutes, I was like, I'm never going to be able to do this. So I'm just going to.
You know, that's what that fool does for a living.
That's amazing.
Is he goes around to different high schools and just does a beatbox presentation.
What a freaking cool way to earn a living.
45 minutes a pop, like six schools a week. It's crazy.
Yo.
Getting that county money.
Yeah. We get hired out. There's a company that'll hire out magicians or whatever people to do presentations. You know,
okay.
You know, if there's an assembly or something or whatever to keep the kids entertained. So he gets hired out by that company.
He should consider like teaming up with a hula hoop group, and they can just go to Wizards halftime and just get it in.
Yo. Now, honestly, I do feel like if you put Max in front of 18,000 people
easily.
In a big Wizards game,
easily he would kill.
Yeah.
He would kill. Definitely.
As someone who had season tickets for the Wizards 1 year,
yeah.
He would far surpass any halftime entertainment I saw.
he'd far surpass the whole game.
Yeah, seriously. There's been several games I've witnessed that would have just been better spent as a 15-minute Max Beats set, and then I'd hit the Green Turtle.
Yeah. Well, we were talking earlier, too, about songs that get used in popular culture, and you can tell whether or not it was sort of an underground song or a mainstream song. I feel like any song that you hear at a basketball game or a professional sporting event.
That's mainstream?
Yeah. And I don't mean that in a bad way. You know, there's some songs that they play, I'm like, oh, that's kind of dope. You know?
I think I agree with your perspective on it, but I also use it as a way of being like, I didn't realize these guys were so big.
Right.
Because I'll always try and keep like 10% of 1 year on what mainstream rap is doing.
Yeah.
And I'll sit there and be like, oh, I didn't realize that this was really popping like that now. Like what's the song? It's like, I want this shit forever, man. And it's got like Drake and Lil Wayne and like Eminem on it, I think, and like Kanye West. And I still remember I went to a Wizards game like 2 years ago and they came out to that track.
Mm.
And I was just like, oh, okay. This is popping now.
Yeah.
Like this is grandmothers at their first Wizards game are getting serenaded with last name ever, first name greatest.
Yeah. It's tough stuff.
That's a great rhyme.
Yeah. I feel like they should have songs more apropos to what's going on in the action. Just, you know, to throw it out there, if Abe Poland is listening from the grave, we have a song called Steel. Just every time there was a steal in the game, they could just hit the little the flute hit.
Yes.
Is that a shameless plug right
now? Hell yeah, it is.
That was a
shameless plug.
That was beautiful.
Steve Buckhands, give me a shout, man.
My bad. I should have played that instrumental at some point.
What's that?
Steel, man.
Steel? Yeah, probably, you dickhead.
I paid for that record, man. Remember I gave you $6 that one time?
Did you?
No, I didn't. But I did pay for the record.
You didn't give it to me, though.
No, I probably bought it off of whatever your website or whatever it was.
Okay.
I forget what it used to be, but I may have given it to him. Bandcamp?
I said I may have given it to you.
Nah, you didn't give me that one.
Oh, I didn't? I know I gave you, what did I give you, dot, dot, dot?
Yep.
I wish people would bootleg our records. I got like 1,000 of them left.
You do?
I got a bunch of them.
Yo, hit up eConsumers on Twitter.
Yeah.
And if you say you're a Chrome Bills listener and you pay for shipping, you can have...
For free.
...a 12-inch record from Educated Consumers autographed.
Yeah. Dope.
And I'll come to your house and you can cook me dinner. It's win-win.
Yo. Preferences are anything that they would serve at Mrs. K's. Shout out Mrs. K's, our sponsor.
Shout out to Mrs. K's, though.
Yeah, what beat is this?
Surf and Turf.
This beat is called Surf and Turf?
No, but there should be a beat called Surf and Turf.
There should be a rap group called Serpent Turf.
Maybe there should be.
And it should be one white dude and one black dude.
Derp and Derp.
I'm sorry, but if there is ever
like a Greek dude, a Greek guy, and a black dude surfing,
yeah, of all the weird ways,
or
that...
like a California rapper and a black dude surfing turf, some no,
you know, like it's a California like surfer and a former football player,
surfing turf. An Oakland rapper from the turf.
Yo, seriously. Of all the like marketing.
E40 and Swollen Members, new album called Surf and Turf.
That's actually an excellent point.
Thank you.
That's excellent. I was thinking, like, of all the ways that music has been manipulated, like, how has there not been, not that they would call it Surf and Turf, but how has there not been a, like, a collabo group that's one white dude and one black dude? Has there been?
Yeah. Styles of Beyond.
But are you talking? Is Dilated Peoples count?
Oh, that's actually a really good point. Is that evidence is why, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, we should call him up though.
He might be Chablito, which is when you don't know someone's race, you call them Chablito. That's awful. We should edit that out.
Yeah.
All right, hold up. Let me rewind that.
We're taking a racist turn.
Chablito's racist though?
No, it just means you can't tell what their race is.
Gotcha.
I was wrong. I was making a joke.
Are we white though?
I'm white.
I'm also white.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm Italian. No, of course I'm white. Look at me. Jesus.
What's under that hair?
Yeah.
Hey, yo!
Yo.
Yeah.
The crew is bringing the ruckus, no doubt. So, Cole, do you know where that sample's from?
This?
No, the lyric sample. The crew bringing the ruckus, no doubt.
Oh, yes. But it's one of those things that's eluding me
We
right
the roughest
now.
Dream team, reign supreme.
Oh,
like
Das
the cutlass getting ducats.
Yeah.
The dough.
Yep. Das Effects.
I was here when we were just doing, like, finishing up the instrumentals, and I was running around with that verse in my head. I'm like, why do I have a 1996 Das Effects song in my head?
Yeah.
And it was because it's the sample of that. That was Group Home that was just playing?
Correct.
I'm pretty sure all of us would know what this beat is.
Hectic.
I think this is the best Wu-Tang album.
I love
Liquid
this
Swords.
Album. Love
is this
album.
Is this the best Wu-Tang album for you?
I think, oh, by far.
I love this song, too. This is maybe my favorite on the album.
It's one of those things where, as he went forward, I felt like he always stayed on point. It just wasn't, it was either whack beats or not the right beats for him. This album is the perfect matchup of beats and rhymes.
It was his peak as an MC. And the beats hitting their peak as well.
Well, also, it's just a perfectly matched style. Like, that's what I was saying earlier about Muggs, was he was able to work with some, you know, Be Real, and then he was able to give Ice Cube that perfect kind of fit. Like, the cat who made these beats, is it all...
I think this is all RZA.
All RZA? I mean...
For the most part.
Yeah.
What's the other dude's name?
Mathematics.
Or, Mathematics or Fourth Disciple?
Fourth Disciple.
You're not... You know why it's tough to have to make this point to a large group of people? I mean, I hate to break it down along these lines, but seriously...
Because the tape was purple?
Well, no, girls aren't going to be into this album.
No.
They'll know the purple tape.
They're
going to
like Ice
Wu-Tang.
Cream.
And I'm not... Yeah, I'm not tripping on that. I just think it's a difference in taste. This is the best Wu album. And we'll have a hard time convincing a lot of people of that, but...
So I was saying, I was going to jump in and say, this was the only song I heard before, going back to Got Your Back, was the only song I heard before the album dropped.
Right, because this was on the fresh.
It was on
soundtrack.
It's on a movie soundtrack.
Fresh soundtrack.
Yeah, fresh. So, and there was a video out for it even before the album dropped.
Dope.
And for whatever reason, like, I always forget that it's part of that album. It's late in there. It might be the last track.
It was probably months.
Tape version, if you have the tape, there's only 12 tracks.
Okay.
And it's track 12. And then on the CD, there's 13, and it's the extra song is called... Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth.
Which is
and
all Killer Priest.
And it's all Killer Priest. So it's just kind of like on the... Which, it's a dope song. So
yeah,
Which is very religious. It's like a 5%er track.
Yes.
The Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. If you sit there and listen to the lyrics, it's like...
Well, the acronym is Bible.
Right, but it's like, it's all 5%er talk. Yeah. Man.
I heard an interview or actually like hearsay from one of my friends that... I would talk rap with at the time. There was an interview where GZA said he never heard the final cut of that album until he got it at the store. Have you guys ever heard that?
Never heard that. That's dope.
That's a new little.
So track. I was starting to think if there's a bonus track on the album that he's not on, he must have co-signed it, right? Like he must have said it's okay to put it on. But what if he didn't? Like, what is your reaction if you recorded 12 songs and then you get the CD at the store and there's 13 and there's just some dude, like, he's your boy and maybe you've even heard the track, but
Why is this on there? Why is this on my album?
Do you think you would have that feeling, or do you think it'd be with someone with less shine, even if he didn't know, he was like, yo, I'm glad they're getting killer out there?
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy about it, I don't think.
I think that as a label, that was Wu-Tang's strength, was that they were always putting on the next member.
Mixing in their...
So maybe that was the angle, and maybe for that reason, I'm trying to think of maybe Genius had an appearance on somebody else's record that really... Well, I mean, what's the most popular Genius guest appearance?
That's not a Wu song? I don't even know if he's on any... That's not like just being on like Meth's album.
Is he on the Purple Tape?
Yes.
Yeah, he's on Wu Gambino's, I think.
Yeah, he's on two songs.
I mean, to me, that means that they regard him as the dopest. You know, where they're just like, let's save this dude for...
I think him and Capadonna were like the OGs of the group, you know?
Yeah.
Which is funny that Capadonna's like less prominent on 36 Chambers, whereas they were saying that...
Is he even on it?
The reason they... That's a good point. He might actually not even be on any of 36 Chambers. Capadonna? But, I lost my train of thought. Where were you going? I'll jump in.
Yeah, I was at the end of the road with you.
Hold on. No, this one.
Oh, I remembered it. Was that I remember hearing a story about how they purposely put him last on Protect Your Neck.
Yeah.
Because they knew he had the hottest verse. And he was talking about how he was always bitter because he would go to clubs in New York. And the song is 3.5 minutes long, and they play like 2:45 of it, and they cut away with like two verses left, and his verse would never get played. But
on top of that, it was a dope verse.
It's an incredible verse. Yeah. Like the Wu was tool slamming for these cold killer labels who ain't had a hit since I seen Aunt Mabel. Like, totally murders that.
I really like the words from the Genius. The album that's on Cold Chillin' was just Genius. I mean,
Those are RZA beats too, right?
I think maybe a couple of them, but that's a good question. Who is producing?
I feel like Pass the Bone is definitely RZA, which was one of the singles off that, right?
Yeah. That album's
because he comes in at the beginning, he's like, yo, this is the Prince Rakim, I'm bringing you to GZA.
Sure.
But I think I only have the 12-inch of that, actually, but I've never even heard the rest of the album.
Yeah, the album's dope, man. I mean, it's kind of Kane-esque. It has that Cold Chillin' sort of vibe to it. Very dope, though.
Yeah.
Lyrically, very dope.
So where do you, if C's is going to say that's the best Wu-Tang album, which is a point you can't really jump up and be like, fuck no. But do you have a differing opinion of that?
I actually really like the Genius album.
So you would agree with the Genius being the best one?
It's either that or Supreme Clientele for me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a good call.
Yeah,
I love the Purple Tape. I'm not trying to be like, that's like some elitist shit where you don't even like the Purple Tape as much as the other Wu-Tang albums.
The Purple Tape is ridiculous. I actually really like Iron Man, which I don't think is extremely popular.
That's not a popular opinion.
I think it's a dope album, though. I mean, I other than All That I Got Is You, which I could do without.
All I Got Is You?
It's worse than any song on Liquid Swords.
Another thing about that is the first Wu-Tang album with everybody on it, you could kind of tell, I don't think I'd want to hear a whole album of what Inspector Decker, or what U God has to say. But I'd listen to a whole album of Inspector Decker, the Genius. I mean, Ghostface on that album, I didn't think much of. I mean, he was dope, but, you know, I thought here and there, he's the one that progressed the most.
He definitely did progress the most.
But I think that's why, so with the Liquid Swords too, it's a very concise album style-wise. It's uniform, but it's not a bad thing. It's not, you know, a mile wide and an inch deep. There's a lot of depth to his shit, to his style. But I feel like some of the other dudes, it took some of them a while to get to a record where they're like, all right, I have enough shit to talk about now. Like, Supreme Clientele, you make a great point. Some of the stuff off of there is just, it's ill.
It's a combination of insanity and honesty.
Yeah.
You know?
It's one of those albums that if you were going to do like a top 20 Wu-Tang list and you were just looking at songs, you'd be surprised how much Supreme Clientele stuff showed up on there.
Right,
but when I listen to it, it's like the thing about Liquid Swords is that I don't think there's anything bad on it. Whereas even when I said I really like Iron Man, I was like, I have to throw one out. Or most albums you have to throw like one out or two out. Liquid Swords might be like the best joint from front to back.
Yeah.
Other ones have skippers. Yeah.
I don't have any skippers on Supreme Clientele, really.
See, I can't agree with that.
Maybe we made it.
How many songs are on Supreme Clientele?
I think there's 19.
See, that's another thing. Whereas one of the biggest strengths of Illmatic was it left you wanting more. And it was, what, 11 tracks? Liquid Swords, the same thing. I think you said the tape was 11 tracks.
12.
Well, by the time it's done, I just can't wait for the next Genius album to come out. 19 songs, I'm just, you know.
And maybe like a few of those were skits, though, and a couple 1 minute tracks.
And maybe they're not skippers as much that they're not like iconic Ghostface
songs. Basically, you're wrong.
Whereas,
okay.
No, I'm just, I mean.
Whereas, like, you think of the, you know, like shadow boxing, you know, or something like that. Like, you go through, and if you just read the track list, oh, wow, look at that. Pulling tapes out of the pile.
Did you? I used to always consider this a the Gravedigger 6 Feet Deep of Wu-Tang album, even though it was just the
very RZA, much,
you know.
And Prince Paul, right?
Were you into it? Were you into that?
Oh, I fucking love this album, yeah. Man. 6 Feet Deep was
that album's pretty, dope.
It was awesome to me, man.
Diarrhea of a Madman is really fucking
diarrhea
dope.
Of a Madman.
Diarrhea of a mad
of a fat man.
Diarrhea of a fat man. That's the cover.
Tape down.
I don't know. That took it a little far for me. I never got into the Gravedigger stuff.
Yo, this, I'm going to let you borrow this tape. You have a tape player in your car?
Definitely not my car. I don't know if I have one at home.
I bet. I'm not going to let you borrow this tape, but I'll burn you a CD.
I'll give you $6 for it.
Nah, this is expensive tape right here.
Yeah.
On the reels.
You're putting it far away from me now.
That tape is removed.
That was messed up. You're
texting your wife.
Yeah, that tape is all the way in Trenton, New Jersey.
New Jersey, stand up!
Hey,
I'm really trying to think. I have no way to listen to this.
Nah, I'll burn you a copy, man. I got it. I got you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
So should we start over, though?
Yo, seriously, I'm going to make a new rule that if you say...
I'm just kidding.
If you say, let's start over, you got to go into fucking cake. It'll be the Royal Flush-sponsored timeout center. That's a terrible joke. I did just pull up a really interesting tape that I want to talk about.
Is there any chance I could take a break real quick?
This tape is called Scarface the Diary.
Word up.
What are you going
to
do?
I got to take a leak, man.
All right.
This bathroom break is brought to you by Royal Flush.
Yes, that's amazing.
Not the rapper, the plumber from Queens.
All right, so I'll pluck Caesar's brain on this. Scarface the Diary.
All right.
This is a tape right here. Did you ever listen to any of this?
Let me see it.
I believe the single was Man Die. I never seen a man cry till I seen a man die.
Okay. But that rings a bell.
The ill joint on here was, it was called, Please Excuse My Attitude. Sorry if I'm being rude, but I got something to say to you.
No, I'm trying to think of what that's. I'm not familiar with that at all.
And there's also, Hand of the Dead Body is a song where they go at Clinton, and it's Scarface and Ice Cube.
Okay.
Is also on here. You never got into this? No. Is something
I mean,
that's
it's
worth
one of
checking
those,
out.
I wouldn't say I didn't like or dislike. I wasn't really up on, you know?
Yeah, I think that Scarface is one of those people that. If you are talking to people that were into 90s hip-hop but maybe not digging as deep as we were,
hey, yo.
The one thing you'll see is, like, people will say, like, Biggie, Tupac, Scarface. Like, it could very easily be listed as the third best MC in, like, the mainstream era of that time. And as much as I don't agree with that statement, I do think The Diary is a really cool album. On top of, like, a lot of his other work that I'm sure we both like, but I was just curious if you liked that album.
Yeah, not too familiar with it, but he is interesting in that he's one of those cases where someone would say that to me, that he's the third best or in the top five. You know, I wouldn't have an argument against it.
Yeah, I agree.
I loved what he did on the Gangstar album. On Moment of Truth.
Oh, he's on Moment of Truth. What the hell is that song called? It's dope, though. It's dope. Oh, It's called Deception. No, fuck, what is... That's how the chorus goes.
That was actually dope.
It's like, it's called Deception, but it's something like that.
And you guys like the Moment of Truth album, right?
It clearly represents the downturn in the Gangstar career, but there's good stuff on there.
You didn't like The Mall?
Yeah, the Go Shopping song was my favorite.
Make money.
I mean,
yuck.
Take money, money.
I feel like that's where...
Make money,
that's
money.
That's a great example of an album that doesn't need to be more than 13, 14 songs. Right.
That's
you
a
know?
Good point. You know, I went to the mall, right? And I was walking through the food court. I left. I started to head towards, like, Macy's. And Victoria was whispering mad secrets in my ear. She wanted me to knock her in the back of Foot Locker. I chuckled as she kicked more game than soccer.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Guru.
Yeah.
But that is not one of the high points of that album or his lyrical career.
Well, I also feel like when, as you're doing that and as you're getting more and more recognition of where the song is going, it doesn't need to be 4 minutes. And then if the song doesn't need to be 4 minutes,
one verse,
you probably don't need the song. Just cut the fat.
No, but I might disagree with that, and I actually think Steve has a good point that some of those songs would be really cool as
one verse,
a minute and a half.
Yeah.
But people don't have it in them to do a minute and a half song, but they have it in them to put two half-ass verses at the end of it, right? When the first verse might have actually been pretty cool, and
he
they were like,
he
yo,
could have combined
feeling,
that all
I'm
into one
this.
Verse and actually got.
Well, when I think about it, like the Beat Nuts, there's like the Ready Break on Street Level, and it's like three different beats.
So dope.
And granted, it's three different MCs, but like any of those songs by themselves would have not been that dope. But that song, like, meaning if they extrapolated into three
right,
verses and all that
example.
Stuff, like, yeah. But the way it comes in and out, and you're like, boom, 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 you're like, yo, fuck yeah. Yeah. No one will know what
well, no,
I just humped.
Well, the other thing
I know
too
exactly
is,
what song you're talking about.
Instead of flipping the lyrics, they flip the beat. Like, you don't hear that as often.
Yeah.
You'll hear Pharoah Monch do six different people in one verse, but the beat will stay the same throughout.
What was that on?
When he does Bring It On, Motherfucker, Bring It On.
Oh, sick.
I mean, it's like eight different styles within it. I think that's the hardest verse I've ever heard.
That Bring It On, the remix,
yeah.
Also, there's a remix for that. So ridiculous, man.
Who's the dude with the, we got 17 MCs, but it's really just one?
Insight, yes. Insight, dope. Also dope.
Insight is really dope.
I played two Insight beats on this little instrumental mix tonight.
Did you? Is there the one where he jumps on and he goes, yeah, this is pretty fresh.
He's like, this one's all right.
Do you want to explain that to C's?
I don't even remember how that came up.
We were over here, and I think one of your friends that used to play in McGregor.
Oh, he was like, this beat is hot. And then Insight.
Right away, as the beat's spinning on the turntable, he goes, this beat's all right.
Who says that? Insight?
Insight. Like on
right,
the
right on
but
beat.
Right after my boy was like, this beat's amazing. And he's like, yeah, this beat's all right.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was definitely weird.
We were all like, yo.
Definitely
what?
Weird.
That's what you get. We're jumping in the ring with a bear.
I like this beat a lot.
Okay, so this is by a group called MHE.
Okay.
MHE was let me think here. Machines Have Emotions.
Okay. You're losing me.
Let It Be Known.
And this was on the Sound and Color label. And this I picked up when I was in San Diego. I used to live in San Diego. And my boy Willie, the Gas Lamp Killer.
Shout out.
Was one of the producers in the group, I believe. Or if not one of the producers, a member of the crew, if you will. And so anyways, this is on the B side. And on the A side is a Mumbles single.
Get out of here.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what he produced?
I do know that.
AC Alone.
He did?
Yeah.
Book of Human Language, right?
Yeah, right.
You guys are being sarcastic back and forth to each other.
I feel like this is
the
one
time I would guess AC Alone, Book of Human Language, you would be right.
Yes.
I gotta get this. Yeah.
There you go. Yo, was that the first time that C's ever pushed the button?
Hit the button.
No.
Can we?
Yeah, you must want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records as the dumbest motherfucker alive.
Take that.
All right. I'm going to eliminate the dumbest motherfucker sample from the soundboard, I think.
How do you feel about that? You seem like you're into it.
You like it.
I really like it. You know what's very funny is, like, I was watching Parks and Rec the other night, and I don't know if you guys like Nick Kroll, but he's on the the League.
League, yeah.
And he has his own show now. But he's also on Parks and Rec, and he plays the radio host.
Yeah.
And like,
douchebag.
The douche, yeah, the douche. That was the douche talking. And he, when they go in to be interviewed on his show, he's just like all over the place with the soundboard. And I felt like even though he didn't know me, he was like clowning the Chrome Bills podcast. Like he was just like,
New Jersey, stand up.
Like every sentence ended with that, except it goes with him. It's like the douche, and then like a toilet flush, and then like a cash register, and it's all these like non hip hop sounds, but it's basically what we're doing.
One of those douche rhymes, though, right from the League.
Oh, God, what is
John
that?
John LaJoy.
Yo.
One of those dudes, Ron.
Show me your genitals.
Okay.
Yo, the...
it's like a joke,
what's
though,
the
like,
other joint where he's like 50 different rappers on it?
Yeah.
It's so ill.
Well, he has two...
Is
like
he nice or
he's,
is it just
no,
a
he's,
joke?
He's okay. Dope. I mean, I think he's more a comedian than a rapper. I know you were asking Cole the question, but I'll jump in. I think he's more of a comedian than a rapper, but he's... I respect him. I respect his rap skills as a comedian.
Okay.
And he gets hook, verse, you know, he knows how to make the song a song.
But like Andy Samberg style or something?
Yeah, okay. You know.
He's way nicer at rhyming than Samberg is, I would say.
There's a lot of kind of comedian rappers out there who don't want to fully commit to rhyming, but they'll
Childish
be a comedian.
Childish Gambino.
Or like Tom Green or something, where you don't want to fully commit to rhyming, but
I mean,
you definitely love it.
Tom Green's the type of dude, like, he didn't want to fully commit to anything. He just wanted attention.
Yes.
It's valid.
You know?
Hey, sorry, Tom.
Hey, I shoved my head in a cow's ass. It's like, dude, you got a talk show. You don't need to do that.
You don't need to
hey,
do
Tom,
that.
If you got a problem, you can bring it to Mrs. K's. That's the sponsor of today's
What do they
Chrome
do?
Bills podcast.
On the 11th.
Do we even know what?
Podcast.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast.
We're selling product.
Mrs. K's.
No,
on
the 11th recording of our podcast tonight, we've started over 12 times now. I actually said, I just ate an oatmeal cookie from Mrs. K's. What does she sell? Or they?
Oh, it's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I could get a cookie from there.
Yeah, no, and they actually have cookie spray, so it smells like cookies at all times.
When you said that, it took me in a different direction.
I'm lying, actually.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
We
respect.
Well, you know what you did say that they take it into new homes and spray it
real
to the
estate agents.
I don't want my bathroom smelling like fresh baked cookies.
But you would consider buying a home if it smelled like cookies.
Not
like,
all over the place. I'd be like, what the fuck are they covering up? Is there a dead body in this bathtub?
But you would just think that the house naturally smells like cookies.
I'm not that stupid.
I'm
pretty dumb.
But some people are.
Okay. All right. I'll go with you on that. A lot of dumb people.
Shout out Mrs. K's, though. Is this the last beat?
Shout out to West Coast Hip Hop.
Is this the last beat on here?
Yeah, it is. We're very West Coast right now. And the last time we hung out was at the Far Side show. And after that show, we got to kick it. With your man P. Ramos.
Yes.
And
Paul Ramos.
Okay.
Pete.
All right, you want to say his name. Now people know who he is and can Google him.
Jeff Ramos.
Don't worry, if you Google that dude, you won't find anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of Paul Ramoses out there.
There is a lot of Paul Ramoses.
Paulanito Ramos. And so we were kind of wasted, and he was actually crip walking, and I was kind of envisioning this beat. Well, he was crip walking.
Yo, when I told you that I hung out with him the next day.
And he didn't remember.
And he didn't remember it. And no one else. There was like three other people I was with that were with us that night. And no one remembered it. And I was like, me, Jarek Sermon, and maybe Morgan would be like the only people that would remember that. But he had no recollection. I was like, dude, you were crip walking on demand. You actually the on demand call. He would go. Jarek Sermon would go. Yay, yay.
Who was this that was walking like that?
Pete Ramos. Pete Ramos.
Tony Romes.
Tony Romes.
Are you protecting someone's identity?
No, I just feel like we should stop using proper last names on the show.
Except for Jarek Sermon.
In case I want to get a job with the government one day.
Hey yo.
And you're always like, yeah, it's Steve. And he works here at, and we're here at the studios in Maryland.
You really think that the impression that you leave in the government interview is going to be so good that they're going to dig to the depths of finding the Chrome Bills podcast as a reason why they don't want to hire you? You must have a very inflated impression of yourself.
I'm actually delusional at this point, I think.
I think it's a pretty good probability that they'll hunt you down. Find you, that you did this podcast and probably kill you.
I feel like that's, you know, that's the conspiracy side of me where I think, like, people are watching me, like...
I'm watching you.
I was listening to a podcast once, and they were talking about, like, they were doing, like, an hour on people saying that the flu vaccine is actually, like, something they inject into you so they can track you around.
Do you believe that? What percentage of you believes that?
Like, less than two. Like, maybe, like, 1%.
Just when you're 22 years old, though, you probably genuinely believe that.
When I was 22, I probably had it at about, like, 25%. But, so, the funniest comment, though, was a caller called in, and he goes... You must have a really, like, inflated perception of yourself if you think that they're putting a flu vaccine in you so they can track you around. He's like, the majority of the world, like, I can sit next to you at a stoplight for 30 seconds and know you ain't shit.
Right.
Like, I don't need to track you with a flu vaccine.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was, like, a very, it's like, sobering interjection. Of granted, they could say, well, we got all the money in the world and we'll cast a wide web and just track everyone, but... A lot of wasted money.
Well, also, I mean, that is really one of those. That's a tough argument to have because when you get to the level of, you think about, oh, if you go to CVS, you can get this. Oh, I was trying to take it, man. Back then.
This is. All right,
we're good. Oh, podcast just came to a screeching halt.
We just came to the.
We just
hold up, chill. Hey yo. All right, my bad.
It's a good pull, man.
Talk amongst yourselves.
It's a good pull.
Let me get Freddie B and the mic masters over here.
Yo, can you play the record that references Oakland Mills?
Yeah, I can.
Actually, shout out to that record. Who was that by again?
Mikey D and the LA Posse.
He said, "When I'm in Maryland, I hang in Oakland Mills." And now anytime I'm on 29 North and I go right by like where Meriwether Post Pavilion is, that same exit, it's like you can go to Meriwether or you can go to Oakland Mills.
And where do you go?
He goes to
further up
Mills.
North on 29 to get the fuck out of that shitty area of Maryland.
Yeah.
I want nothing to do with that area of Maryland.
Yeah.
As much as I hate Montgomery County, it's home.
Yeah. I'm done with Maryland. I like where I am now because it's quiet and there's not a lot of people, but...
I mean, where you live, other than the fact that you're very close to D.C., like a 45-minute ride, do you feel like it might as well be like Dayton, Ohio?
Yes.
Nah, it's not that bad, is it?
I like it, but I like it.
No, but I mean, as far as like in your day-to-day, like if you go up the street to get cigarettes.
Yeah, I mean,
like, you're not like, yeah, I'm between two major cities, D.C. and Baltimore.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is I feel like one of the strengths of living in a city is you can just walk around and get shit. I can do that where I live. I mean, it'll take me an hour to walk up, get a cup of coffee and a pack of cigarettes, but that's time well spent.
Okay.
You know, taking a walk. You know, well, I feel like...
What's the nearest store you can walk to?
The Green Apple.
That's right, the Green Apple store.
Where's
yo, I was at
people
there...
People can track me down, though, now.
Yo, I was there today.
Let me give
I was
you
there
shot.
Today,
You'll
and they
better.
Said... they had a sign on there that said, "Our cigarette prices are as low as legally allowable."
Wow.
That's the sign on there.
Cutting to the chase.
And I got a pack of cigarettes and it was like $7.35.
Our daughter is as young as legally allowable.
There's a gas station across the street from the bar where I work where they buy the cigarettes. It's in D.C. So they buy the cigarettes in Virginia for, you know, like $5 a pack because they're buying them by the cart. And they sell them for $9. When you flip them over, they got the Virginia sticker on the bottom. And I just think to myself, y'all are doing some illegal ass shit.
That's very illegal.
You know, that's a federal offense. But I'll take a pack of Marlboro Lights.
While you're at it, I'll take a pack of Parliaments.
All right.
Yo,
so,
you running?
Ready? You ready to rhyme?
Yo.
I'm the calm one, but my crew is sort of sick.
I'm the calm one, but my crew is sort of sick on the podcast for you to listen to.
I'm the cool one, but my style is kind of sick, and I'm the one who's got to shape his face with the bick.
I'm the dumb one, but my crew is kind of smart. Eat a knish, then I fart.
Yes. I rock flows. We talking about farting, I'ma go eat some tacos.
I'm the hairy one. When I sweat, you all smell it. You know, I go to school, eat my food in the pellet.
I'm the cat lover, but my friends don't really like them.
Yes.
True.
It's so good. I mean, if you have cats, like, it just proves that you got a lot of swagger. So shout out to Steve Buckhands.
Yo.
That was ill.
Steve Buckhands reference.
Cats suck. I can't
Captain
do
Soundboard.
It.
I love my cat. Shout out to my cat.
You like cats in general or just your cat?
In general.
Yeah.
I like Steve Katz. Steve's Katz. Steve Katz.
Who was about government names?
I took care of Steve's Katz when he was traveling abroad.
Someone on Sports Talk Radio today was talking about how sports agents are like cats. You only like your sports agent.
Yeah.
Just like you just like your cat, and nobody else likes them.
I was reading a book where a guy compares kings to cats and dogs, and he says dogs would just immediately come after you when they feel a threat and tear you to shreds, where a cat will play with you and torture you before it finally does you in.
Dope.
That's, sounds pretty accurate.
Which are
actually.
You? Like if you're pissed at somebody, you just go right at them?
I like to think of myself as a liger.
A liger?
I mean, I'm bringing it on
best
both levels.
Best answer possible.
I'm bringing it on both levels. I've always been a fan of the two-prong attack.
Hey, yo!
Yo, as this fades out, let's wrap up episode number 7.
Let's hit stop on that right there.
Episode number 7, Chrome Bills. It's always a pleasure working with you guys.
Hey, thanks for having
me. Tonight not
guys.
Being as high a pleasure as some of the other ones.
We should do another one. Let's do another.
But it's
one.
Always it's
are
always.
Doing, are we doing
let's
another
take
one
a break?
Are we doing
do
another
one
tonight?
I feel like we're warmed up.
Fuck it.
I feel like we're warmed up.
Fuck it.
I want to insult.
We didn't even insult.
I feel like I feel like
we didn't even insult anybody.
I feel like there's lube all over us, and we're just ready to slide on in.
I feel like the flaw in this podcast is my proximity to the soundboard.
I agree with that.
Hey yo.
Let's see if this.
You should sit there.
There you go.
This will be the third seat I've taken tonight. What do you got coming up?
I don't know. I just.
It's kind of smooth.
All right, let's see if I can. Let's see if we can do this real
yo.
Quick.
Yo.
I know what that is.
When I check how do you think we can work the sampling?
Which button is it? I'll hook this up.
Hit the record in. Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, go. Oh, shit. That's the ill shit.
That's
I messed up.
The opposite
that,
of ill.
That wasn't ill. That was
that
actually
was the opposite. That was very healthy.
The little shit.
I'm gonna edit this all out anyways.
I like to introduce myself.
That's what it is. All right.
Allow me to introduce myself.
You mean to call this a Dagger song?
My name is Chrome.
Dagger! 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 Dagger!
He was down by 3. I was looking at K. Chrome. Needed a shot from the corner been 5, so I passed it him to him so he could get it live.
Yes. I'm thinking about this moment like I've seen this. Is that a game-tying 3 by Gilbert Arenas? Before we got the guns and brought him to the locker room and said, dude, you better pick one? Yes. But to my fans that are listening, has anyone heard a word from Javaris Crittenden?
I have not. He was the other member in the gun game. What was son's name, huh? That wasn't a fun blame, cause they had to find a way to say this is your fault, so now you gotta pay. Getting banished down to Memphis 1 minute in the playoffs. You better stay off. You're way off, Gilbert.
Stay off. You're way off.
Yes.
Right
now Jarek is rhyming with no mic.
Actually,
you had a hot rhyme though. Thinking about my life 20 years later. Yo, am I still here? What am I, Phil Chenier? Same gig for a minute or two.
Yo.
And the homie that you're listening to.
I was always the type of player couldn't fit into the system. I made him jump like Rod Strickland, and then I had to fix him. I crossed him over with the rhythm, but then I came back from the summer with a new move to give him. Yeah, check me in the post. You know I gotta pass it off to the K Chrome with the most.
Yes, Rod Strickland, he had some weird health. 2 hours before the game, he's eating a cheesesteak at the TGIF in Greenbelt. That's the truth. I ain't speaking flaws. I say it from experience. I've seen it before.
Yo.
And I ain't even one to care. It's like Derrick Rose and his love of gummy bears before he hops on the basketball court.
or someone walking onto the court in just their underwear because they pulled off the warm-ups. I saw Rod Strickland in the throwing on the floor up. It bounced up and hit somebody, I think it was Steve Barkance, in the face. He was like, I didn't want to taste, but now I got a chase. I'm following around too. Who was the coach? I think it was Dick Mata. This shit's proper. About to hit a stopper. You know I gotta drop ya, cop ya, when I get called for goaltending and cold sending. Every style that's upending you from the bottom of the conference and the division. Ayo, K Chrome, hit him with precision.
Yes, I come on the microphone and I'm stopping fools like Steve Buckhands. That's not possible. And I be speaking, son. That's a highlight from Michael Ruffin and Mo Peterson. So turn the volume up. Let's get it loud enough. Who the fuck wanna be clowning Chuck? I gotta hit the bathroom. My bladder's about to bust.
Yo.
It just got blown out. My
it's
eardrums.
Like he's got nothing left. I was looking at Chuck. He looked at Steve like I'm going deaf. You're turning up the wrong headphones. I can't hear. Yo, do you have any more beer? I take it down, then it sips down and trickles down my beard. Hey, yo, you gotta press it on the button from my chi professional. This ain't no confessional. I got a lot of rappers hanging from my testicles. This is the vestibule. That's why I arrested you. Like the rest of your crew, because they do. Bring it back to Dagger. You know it doesn't matter. I remember Hot Plate Williams, and he was fatter. He got a contract, wasn't worth the money. I went to every game, wasn't a damn thing funny. They went 0-41 while playing at home, so now I gotta pass it back to K Chromosome.
Yo. You must wanna be in the Guinness Book of World Records as the dumbest motherfucker alive. Take that. Yo, signing off for real though. Chrome Billions. Mm-hmm. Some people, they're like, we don't take American Express. We take Discover. We take Visa. We take MasterCard. I say, can I pay you in Chrome Billions?
I'm about to take a shit.
At my house, dude?
Nah. I'll go outside.
Hit it, Chuck.
What's worth your butt hurts like Kevin Duckworth?
Yes.
I kind of like this beat though.
Me too. I want to keep
it
going.
It's kind of hidden.
Yo,
we should just do an entire podcast.
Getting ass like Bill Clinton. You trying to write me off like I'm written? It was written. Kick a kitten. Forbidden. Sitting on my ass cheeks. Pass me another drink before I relapse, G. I'm getting ghastly. I've got gas, G. Didn't you ask me for some Rolaids?
I think you better take a taxi on your way home, cause you so fucked up. That's what's up. You getting cut, slut. You might as well try to ball like Kevin Duckworth. You're mad cause your girl let me fuck first, so nut hurt. You might as well bend over backwards. Rappers are saying whack words. That's why I ask nerds. Why you trying to be your geek when you know you're not? When you trying to make beats when your flow is hot? That's what I say to myself when I think I'm playing myself. I got a lot of records on the shelf. I made a million beats for every rapper that I know, but somehow I fell asleep and didn't get any dough. Yo, what's happening? Was it all just a dream? Or did I try to take a beat down to the seam, split it down the middle, but it's just like a riddle? I tried to make drums, but I couldn't play the fiddle. Diddle, kiddo, I want to bring the riddle back so I could start running through the meadow, but let's go. I gotta pass it off to Chuck, cause I've been rhyming too long, and he's like, shut the fuck.
Spitting enhanced, I gotta hop off the mic. I'm about to piss in my pants. I can rock today, but I gotta step over this box of tapes. All sorts of shit, I'm not beyond it. I see Gravediggers, Bismarcky, The Chronic, a whole bunch of things in the catalog. So I battle y'all, I'm like a rapping frog. Talking about the Budweiser. Peace to the Huckabucks. They looped that up. I was like, what the fuck? Then I go on the street like I'm homeless and say, give a buck to Chuck. I'm about to run amok, cause I'm coming up. Son, you were thunderstruck. Listening to AC/DC. You cold in the city. That's AC/DC.
Check it. I'm on the mic, ripping up microphones, drop kicking opponents, writing at cojones. I got the onus, I'm the owner, style profoner, proformer, preformer, preforming. On the mic, you won't be alarming, I'm harming. Yo, I say sorry for being whack like a old school Atari. Nintendo that you blow on a cartridge. My rhyme will make you have apartment. That doesn't make sense. Fuck it.
Yo. Rappers try to come after me. I'm staring at the ground and I see a tape made by Master P. And then Eazy-E. They come to DC to see C's mics on the MIC. I kick a free and then I slim y'all. Then I trim y'all. I gotta say RIP to Tim Dog. Fuck, I couldn't even say it now cause I don't understand what that was all about cause I wasn't around. But now I am in the town and now I gotta be prouder. I eat MCs like clam chowder. And then I look at Steve and say, could you turn my fucking headphones a little bit more louder, cause I can't hear it properly. Hey yo, I see a lot of rappers trying to get their property like a monopoly, but they ain't stopping me. You couldn't cop for free and you ain't stopping C's. That sounds great, but you're turning me up, not the beat. It's alright, cause I'm about to take my shoes off my feet and stinkify your house. You know I got to amplify, can't you die? Yo, the cancer made you cry, now I gotta say bye so I can fly. Why? I gotta see another eyelash that's falling from your eyeball so you could fall. You wanna stall, but rappers wanna battle, better give somebody else a call. It's not gonna happen, it's not gonna work out. You're just a jerk now, that's why your bitch ass gets turned down and turned out just like when I tried to pimp you. I limp through any style that's trying to be simple. I gotta make it complex just for the sake of so I could remake up, and then you gotta wake up. You were sleeping too late and catching on the snooze, pressing on the booze. I'm stepping on your shoes, fuck your toes, cover them up, a butter a cup. I can't hear the beat too well, could you keep turning it up? Maybe it's me. I think I'm going deaf. It's like 1, 2, 3. I gotta learn Braille. I can't see. I'm hopping over fences. I fell on the ground and lost all my senses. So now I can't do anything but rap or feel or touch or smell or kneel. Rappers got no appeal. They went from drinking Cristal to trying to keep it real. Just shut the fuck up and make some new slang words. That's why I bang nerds and you hang with turds. A bunch of dingleberries. My singles vary.
He's killing it.
Seize
mics.
Mics.
I'm glad that I get to be the guy on this tape that somebody's gonna hear it and be like, oh, that's the whack dude on there. Hear him? That guy who's rhyming, he sucks.
You had some gems in there.
No, I did not have any gems.
Stevie Jewels.
You were killing it though. Both of you guys killing it.
Stevie Jewels.
I'm just happy to be here.
I'm gonna give a shout out to the House of Pain album, Same As It Ever Was.
Am I missing this album?
Dude, the beats.
Dude, do you have something that plays tapes?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Can I put it on my shoulder and walk outside with it?
I've got a boombox. We can hook it up outside. We're good.
Boombox, my tunes rock. What you do, stop. I'll be like, this is my new knock. Who caught me looking in the window? Blow, like I'm Goody Mob right now. Hey, he's swell. That group is from the ATL. Whoa.
Can we just talk about how this
Pop
bar loop is actually kind of cranking shit?
I like it.
It was just like the random loop that we stumbled upon, and it's fucking cranking, though. Rhyme to this shit forever, right?
Well, it's ill, too, because that ends very abruptly. It ends very abruptly.
It was very organic the way we stumbled upon this.
What the fuck you mean we? I just stood here and watched. You should take all the credit.
I'm taking credit because I'm the whack rapper.
I get the publishing.
With the good fingers.
He's the whack rapper. Steve can do all the interviews. C's can take all the money.
Oh, I like that role.
What's my role? I upload all the YouTube videos.
You're the interrupter.
Yes, that is my role.
You come up with the words of the day.
Yeah.
I was going to say you come up with the sponsors, but you don't make those up. Those are our actual
those
sponsors.
Those are our actual sponsors. By the way, I never got to the Keith Murray word of the day.
What is it?
Crunkously.
I don't think y'all are ready.
Probably.
This one is actually it's a two-part word. May or may not be hyphenated. And it's real English, but I just don't think it makes any sense.
Maybe we should make up a Keith Murray word of the day before he gets his off.
Well, I'm gonna in a way of interrupting me?
Crippleized.
Crippleized is pretty good.
Pretty damn good.
I was going to say mustardays.
Mustardays? So you mean what they serve? That's what they serve at those rotisserie chicken places, the Peruvian chicken joints.
Yo.
It's just mayonnaise and mustard. What was your word?
Yo, that's very ill.
Yo, my bad for interrupting you, dude.
You good? The word I had was actually a phrase, and it was... Sorry, I can't even say it with a straight face. Chinese math.
Chinese math is amazing.
And I'll use it in a sentence because the standard thing is I say the word and then I use it in the sentence of the lyric.
Wait, before you say the sentence, what I want to know is it part of the rhyme or is it just a word in the bar?
He said, the shit I craft. He goes, the shit I craft
is like Chinese.
Is harder than Chinese math. All right.
I mean, I can't argue with him on that.
As an engineer.
That's fine, though, right?
Or an engineer.
If you're in China, right? Don't they have different symbols for numbers?
They definitely have a different alphabet. Well, see, I think
it's not like where... It's not like if you understand the like Chinese alphabet and the English alphabet that like book is still spelled the same way.
Right.
Whereas like if you once you know you're looking at a 9,
you did make
and
the,
you know you're looking at a 3,
yeah.
And then like 9 plus 3 is still 12.
Well, you did make the qualification too that these are words just together they might not make
yeah.
much sense.
So he said, the shit I craft is harder than Chinese math. Plus I wear you down for being on dangerous ground. Ayo.
Like Brazilian chemistry. You know, that is a thing, but is it really different? Yes, it is. That's when me being too high comes into play.
Even after all this time, you're still feeling it?
Yeah. Damn. I smoked again. I want to smoke more. Can I smoke right now?
Yeah. Do you guys want to help me with this science project I got?
Cleaning up these tapes?
Yeah. I punched out of that science project months ago.
Yeah, there was a point where, like, after like 5 minutes, I was like, "Are you sure you want to keep?"
Yeah,
doing
why
that?
Does Steve keep bringing tapes out?
I was like, "We can just reach in there and get them. Like, you don't have to put them on the floor."
Yo, I'm a dumb person. It's like throw all the shit on the ground.
What was your thought process behind it?
That it would just give us inspiration.
Yeah,
I feel like the messier the inspiration. You know,
I agree with
the
that.
Messier the
I better. Agree. I think I'm actually going to just sit on the floor the next time.
You know what we're missing is incense.
Yo.
To the left.
Which one is it, yo?
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
You know what this... Hey, yo. These are things that you'll never hear at a frat party.
By the way, I did like this beat, but now it's aggravating the hell
it
out of me.
It is terrible. It's actually very terrible. Make it stop, though. Hit the button. Hit the other one. Hold up. I think I might still have the other loops programmed in here. Hit this one.
If hold I up. Move your crossfader. Yeah, this is the one I couldn't pull.
This is also another one. If you listen to it for more than 5 times, you're gonna hate it.
Can you turn it up?
Are you being serious?
Nah, seriously. Well, think about it though. You turned my mic up, and then you turned Chuck up.
I got you, dude.
Everything's
yo
loud.
Yo.
Let me see that one.
Yo, yo. Boom, 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 boom.
I gave you my car keys. It's like, here's my house. So do we need to keep trading things? I have no idea. It's no boy. Is it a rap song or is it a pop song?
I can't even pull it. I just know there's something to it. If there's something to it, then do it.
All right. He's...
Are we going to call it quits?
Yeah, I mean, if I lean forward any further, my spine will literally snap out of my back.
Yo, this is Chrome Bills.
Episode 12.
I'm new here. Do you guys Chrome have Bills. Health insurance? Like, would I get workers' comp if I get injured while podcasting?
No.
Yo, I think I'm going to suffer mental damage.
All right, I'm going to hit stop.
We got to do another one.
Take us out of here, Chuck.
We got to do another one.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.